You know the national news. Now we'll give you Monday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mild temperatures moving into our area, high today about 57 and some sunshine. Tonight, mainly clear, low about 38. Much the same for Tuesday, with a little bit of snow possible on Wednesday, but no heavy accumulation expected. Then a warming trend coming in later in the week, with the high temperatures toward the weekend close to 65 degrees. Topping Monday's local news, over the weekend, city police investigated the report of a man shot in the cheek. He turned up at the medical center, and responding officers at the hospital said they found the victim with a bullet hole in his buttocks. The injury was not reported to be life-threatening, and the victim, who reportedly changed his story a few times, said he was shot while he was in the area of 4th, maybe 5th Street in Niagara Street, but he didn't name any suspect, and the police searching the area also could not locate a suspect, or for that matter, even a crime scene. However, detectives say their investigation into that shooting is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. The premier appliance repairman with 44 years experience that will come to your home for only a $35 service call plus parts and labor. How do you get him there? This phone number, the one you should put in your cell phone so you have it when you need it. It's 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, offering free prescription delivery from their two locations, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and on Michigan Avenue just off Main. For details or to switch your prescription over to them, call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. In other local news, those striking prison guards have reportedly reached a tentative agreement over the weekend and were scheduled to return to work on Monday morning. And as part of the agreement, the HALT Act will be temporarily suspended. The guards that were fired are expected to be rehired, and the health care canceled for some of the workers should be restored. Also, any punishment for violating the Taylor Law prohibiting striking is set to be excused if 85% of those workers return to the prisons on Monday. And with heating fires and tents and shacks that the striking workers were using to stay warm disappearing, it appears that the strike is officially over. But an exact number of the guards that did return to work was not immediately available, and authorities tell Niagara Radio, even though there's a tentative agreement, negotiations with the strikers are still going on. We'll have details to the end of the strike when we update the news tomorrow afternoon here on Niagara Radio. In Niagara Falls, this week's city council meeting is expected to be a short one, with only about 6 items on the agenda for the council to vote on. One of those will be the purchase of a new asphalt wheel paver to replace the old machine that the city has now that they say frequently is out of service and needs repairs. Public Works Director Kenny Tompkins said he's looking forward to the new paver and said it should be available soon from a nearby county. The cost of the machine, if approved by the council on Wednesday, is approximately $549,000. DPW Director Ken Tompkins says it will be an added bonus to filling in the many potholes in the city caused by the area's frequent thaw and freeze this winter. And he says it will be put to use just as soon as the hot patch becomes available from the plant next month. Tompkins said in the meantime, his crews are using coal patch to plug the holes, and next, he's awaiting the council to approve bringing back the old pothole killer that they bring back every year. But in the meantime, Tompkins has coined the phrase, if we're not plowing, we're patching, and that's good news with no needed plowing expected in the near future. A number of car accidents reported this morning in the county, among them a two-vehicle collision reported at South Lockport and the Bartz Road, unknown injuries there. South Lockport and volunteers from the Wendaville Fire Company, along with the Sheriff Department, responded to that collision. About 7:29 this morning, the collision was reported on the Rochester Road at the Carmen Road. Possible injuries reported there. Just after 7 a.m., Two cars collided at 79th and Niagara Falls Boulevard in the city. City police and the fire department responded to that collision. Unknown injuries listed there. And closer to 6 a.m., a collision involving a box truck was reported at Cottage and Fairway Drive. Unknown injuries at that one. Deputies and volunteers from Terry's Corners responded to that scene. Well, the annual St. Paddy's Day celebration is being planned for this Friday at the Niagara Falls Convention Center at Old Falls Street and Rainbow Boulevard. You can save a few bucks now by buying your tickets before the event at NiagaraFallsUSA.com. Presale tickets are $12, or you can buy them at the door for $15. The event, sponsored by the Ancient Order of Hibernians, as usual, will feature food, drink, and music, and a lot of friendship to celebrate the occasion. Finally, it's time to plan ahead if you plan to go out for St. Paddy's Day or any time in the next few days. Sheriff Michael Filsetti announces that the Niagara County Sheriff's Office, in partnership with law enforcement agencies throughout the county, will be participating in a critical initiative to raise awareness about the dangers of impaired driving. The coordinated effort aims to reduce impaired driving accidents, injuries, and fatalities by ramping up law enforcement. The concentration will begin Thursday, March 13th, and will run through Tuesday, March 18th. Law enforcement will actively be patrolling the roads as part of the statewide Stop DWI High Visibility campaign. The goal is to deter and combat impaired driving by increased visibility, deterring dangerous behavior, and encouraging responsible decision-making by the drivers. And the campaign is timed to coincide with the St. Patrick's Day celebrations expected. Sheriff Filsetti said the Niagara County Sheriff's Department urges all drivers to stay sober and to make responsible decisions. He said if you plan on drinking or using impairing substances like marijuana, to designate a sober driver, use public transportation, or arrange for a ride-sharing service. By working together, the sheriff said, we can help prevent tragedies and save lives. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, golfing at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard will keep your golfing skills sharp all winter long, so when those golf courses open, you'll be ready. For details, you can visit the Links of Niagara online at thelinksofniagara.com or give them a call at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and a half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking the local news tab on our website after clearing your browser. And also for access at your convenience, our news is posted daily on Facebook. Just enter niagaradio.net. Local news, first, factual, and free, and heard right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.